This is Charlie. You're listening to Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe on 91.5 FM, WMFO, Medford, Tufts Freeform Radio. Thank you for listening. If you listened to the last hour, congratulations. You're soldiering through. We're halfway. A little more than halfway. Does anyone have any thoughts as we really get into the swing of things in the second hour?
Shout out to Anna Karenina and Steva Oblonsky. She was a real one.
Who are these people?
I don't get any.
good old friends of mine.
Wow.
In the Slavic studies department.
Wow.
Yeah.
Deep cuts.
This is wonderful. This is wonderful. I think that was a great shout out.
Thank you.
Very excited for the music, Charlie.
Oh, true. We should start listening to the first song.
All right.
Bye.
Bye.
The fierce last stand of all.
Four seasons, caught two bodies for no reason. That road is dripping like I spilled the water bottle. Walking around the house, dirty Glock with some clean Ricks. Clean Gucci socks, past the mop, help me sweep shit. Fucking in my flops with my shorts on backwards. She loving in the bed, it's 10,000 on the mattress. Six bank accounts and got seven places stashed. Remember when we went and caught them plays inside the masses? We went and rent them Bentley trucks and drove around Manhattan. The first time we bought on Madison, we knew we wasn't average. I'm so ready, like 01 Nelly in a pair of Air Forces in a two-tone Pelly. My flow heavy, the tide breaking through the levee. We was never worried, they was never ready. You never steady, you wishy-washy like a paddle boat. Claim you captain, but you looking like your paddle broke away. Was actual or is that you pussy with a penis? You just some hyper kids without your Ritalin. Criminal minded, cause nigga we ain't lawfully gifted. All the atrocity we went through, it's hard to forget it. I asked forgiveness and I flipped these situations to a business. I flipped that business up into a million.
Hey, yo, dick sucks at the Four Seasons. Caught two bodies for no reason. Lord, why I do them like that?
Why I do them like that? Lord, why I do them like that?
Hey, yo, dick sucks at the Four Seasons. Caught two bodies for no reason. Lord, why I do them like that?
Why I do them like that?
Lord, why I do them like that?
The villainous. My poetry gives you a taste. Braids hang down to my waist. Thoughts getting evil. Can't wait to see this nigga face. When I make the call.
Okay, okay. There comes a time.
The microphone just fell from
once
the ceiling.
Again.
Bro.
It's mic four.
Uh-oh.
I am devastated.
Happens a lot.
It's not good.
You're gonna have to hold it for a while.
Well, we just fixed this.
Yeah.
Well.
Oh, well. Goodness.
Some ASMR.
Hey, yeah, and very nice ASMR.
I broke the microphone.
No, it's
no don't worry.
Myself.
This is actually
it's,
broken.
Yeah.
Wait.
Alexa,
talk.
I got it.
Hey guys.
I fixed it.
Thank you, Charles.
It's just a matter of
maybe not pulling too hard. Yeah. Boom. Beautiful.
So, Santiago, have you been paying any attention at all to March Madness?
Yes, I've been strictly following, watching every single game.
Have you?
Actually?
Yeah. Have you?
Wait,
how's your bracket
you?
Doing?
My bracket's like crazy good right now.
Who did you pick to win?
That's Nunya.
I feel he's lying.
Oh, I don't think
he's so lying.
Watched any of this?
He's lying.
Well, you know, once
so
Creighton
what
lost,
is March
Creighton's
Madness?
My team.
What is March Madness?
I was following Creighton closely, and then I was at a bar, and they lost, and it was really tragic.
Very interesting.
This is, I don't know if I like this beat so, as much as the last one. I'm gonna skip to the next
beat.
Okay.
I have a bracket where UF wins, University of Florida.
That bracket ain't gonna do good.
Oh no, and one with Stetson.
They
even
played
worse.
UConn in the first round.
Dude,
they were the 16
seed. I know
seed.
Nothing about the NCAA like tournament at all. I don't know anything about college basketball. And I just started clicking stuff. And I was like, okay, let's see. Oh my god, UF.
Who's your pick, Charlie?
I picked UConn. And well, I made two brackets, and the other one I picked Tennessee.
Well, it's Jover for you.
The Tennessee one, yes. But.
But that one was the one that where you just started clicking on stuff.
True.
Who won this weekend, Illinois or the other team?
The other team.
Okay.
Alexia, you have anything to add to this conversation?
It's just so riveting to me.
Iowa beat LSU last night. Did you watch any of that?
Is that why you're wearing purple?
No.
Listeners dropped to zero.
Well, next week, next week, you guys will be excited to hear will be the NBA playoff special because things.
True, that is very exciting.
In the NBA are coalescing. It's time for the playoffs. We know what these teams are. We know what they can do, or at least have an idea. So we'll have a couple guests on to talk about that.
Cool. Yeah, it will be very exciting.
Wesley will be here.
Including Wesley. Santiago, if you want to come back, you're welcome.
Wonderful. Joseph.
Joe, potentially.
Broseph Josenberg is coming back.
Maybe we can also like get guy. A segment from our international correspondent weighing in on this, Isaac from Germany. He doesn't have an audio message for us this week, but this week he went to the Black Forest.
Yeah, it's crazy.
I thought that was like fairy tales.
I don't even it's know what real. That is, bro.
The Black Forest. It's so beautiful.
Where Hansel and Gretel got eaten by a witch.
It's where Jake Paul got canceled.
Oh! Then I know exactly what you're talking about.
Wasn't that Logan Paul in Japan?
Maybe. No.
Oh, Jake Paul. Jake Paul.
It was in Logan Japan. Paul.
It was Logan?
It was Logan Paul.
No.
Yes, I distinctly remember his face. He was wearing a hat.
It's every day,
that's
bro.
True. That's true, dude. I remember the hat, too.
It was remember like when Jake Paul was green? On the it was like Disney Alien? Channel?
Now he's fighting Mike Tyson.
Yeah.
Do we
yeah.
think he'll die?
Yeah. You know what? No, I'm kidding. I don't wish death upon anybody.
Well, he gets to wear
really
a helmet
don't.
In this fight.
I really don't. Oh, really?
So what's interesting about it is that Mike Tyson has all these handicaps, so he doesn't kill Jake Paul. Even though he's like 50.
He will still rip him to shreds no matter what.
I hope so.
I hope so, too. I would love to see that. I will pay to watch that game.
I have a Jake Paul t-shirt.
That says?
Jake Paul.
With a picture of his face?
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
It's beautiful.
That's so funny. Remember when he used to be on Disney Channel?
Yeah, I do remember
Isn't that crazy? Like...
5 million YouTube in 6 months. Oh. Never done before.
That's absurd.
Isn't that a lyric from his song?
Really?
No.
Oh.
I just made that up.
Oh, I don't know anything about this guy.
It's every day, bro, with the Disney Channel.
Yeah, exactly.
Oh. This is the line from the song. Oh, that song. I really could care less about that man. Pardon me.
Logan Paul.
Well.
As well.
Yeah, he might die versus Mike Tyson. And on that note, it's time to listen to our next song, which is Neil Young. Yeah.
Logan Paul is hot.
Pressure. She takes her time and doesn't feel she has to hurry. She no longer needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. You want her, you need her. And yet you don't believe her when she says her love is dead. You think she needs you. And in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years. you stay home. She goes out. She says that long ago she knew someone, but now he's gone, she doesn't need him. Your day breaks, your mind aches. There will be times when all the things she said will fill your head. You won't forget her, and in her eyes you see nothing. No sign of love behind the tears cried for no one. A love that should have lasted years.
Uh-huh.
I forgot that song was so short. I got a little surprised there.
It's a wonderful song. Beatles, a lot of Beatles songs are just really short. Yeah.
Yeah. Which is great.
I know. I actually was talking the other day to a couple people, and it's like, oh, have you ever listened to the Beatles, like, on purpose? And it's like, yeah. Like, a lot of people just kind of grew up with the Beatles around them, you know?
I did not.
You didn't grow up with the Beatles?
I did not.
I definitely did.
I did as well.
They're not intentionally put in any of my playlists, and I don't listen to them on purpose either. I actually kind of don't really like the Beatles.
Wow.
They obviously have bangers, but, like, within the realm of what I like to listen to, they usually don't make their way onto my greatest of all time playlists in any way.
Wow.
Revolver, baby.
Mm-hmm.
Well, they've influenced all of your all-time favorite music, though.
Oh, of course.
Which is, like, crazy to think about. Again, 13 albums in 7 years.
It's a lot.
It's a lot of music, you know.
And a lot of those songs still hold up today. Even some of the weird ones.
Even the new one, the Now and Then song.
The weirder ones have aged very well.
Oh, the weird ones are so good.
What's a weird one?
Like Octopus's Garden.
Oh, that one's awesome.
Yeah, that's aged great.
What's that one called? The weird acid one. It's on Revolver. It's
slipping my mind right now, but yeah.
Strawberry Fields?
No. No, Lucy in the Skies is also about... It's about Ellis, but no. We can't... Can we really talk about
this? It's about...
It's Tomorrow Never Knows.
Tomorrow Never Knows, thank you.
I love that one.
Such a good song. And I think that song has aged very well.
I agree.
It's like so, it's so beautiful.
It's wacky.
It's wacky. And that whole album is like pretty, it's just so good. I love them. Like I do listen to them intentionally.
Oh, I do too.
Like they're probably on most of my playlists. My sister's a big fan of them.
I love how the creak of the chair sounds on the microphone.
I'm sure the listeners love that.
I'm sure ASMR. The listeners hate that.
You think so?
I got some free ASMR.
Like, if you're driving in the car, do you hear that and not immediately change the channel?
Mia, remember the ASMR video of the Spider-Man guy that just, like, puts the microphone on the cheese
we
grater?
We lost the listener there, guys.
The cheese grater on the microphone goes hard.
Yeah.
I've never heard of that.
It's a Spider-Man guy. Like, dressed as Spider-Man. And he has a microphone.
And you
and
expect
this huge
ASMR.
Cheese grater. And he goes, like, all on the cheese grater. It's good. It's
such a good video. He has a compilation.
Oh, my gosh. I'm gonna show you.
Sometimes people sneak them into ASMR compilations, and you get, like, jump scared while you're, like, trying to go to sleep.
The best ones are the ones of, like, Latina with long nails typing
like
into their phone.
I hate ASMR.
I love it.
It makes me so uncomfortable. It gives me the chills, and I really hate it.
Or earwax removal videos.
I do like earwax removal videos with like the little hooks, and they just like scrape it.
My mom got me one of those.
I used to have one with a camera on it, and then it broke.
No way.
Yeah. The camera. There's a camera on the inside of it, so you can see inside your ear as you scrape.
That sounds awesome.
Right?
Wait, so, and you connect it to what?
You connect it to your phone.
Where did you acquire that? What is that noise?
You can order it online.
That was a broom.
I need
it. You could look up like earwax remover with camera. It was like Bluetooth and you have to charge it and like the camera goes inside your ear and you can see what you're scraping out of your ear.
I can't believe that's a product in Joe Biden's America.
It's incredible. I love it. It's the greatest invention of all time. Mia's looking at the
Spider-Man. I'm looking at that. Oh my god, this one's crazy. He has a a razor, electric razor, on a cheese grater over the microphone.
It's $8.
What is
right?
The earwax remover with a camera.
Is it?
My favorite guy on TikTok lately has been the trebuchet.
Are these the
where he throws like the microwaves and stuff?
No. Yeah.
And the stove.
With the catapult.
Yeah.
He's fun.
It's a trebuchet, Mia.
Sorry. Well, she wants to. He's so good. Yeah.
So he's such a funny accent.
Yeah, very, very sorry.
While we're here, would you like to read Ladder, Santiago?
I would love to read
it's
Ladder.
It's like the first page.
This is my... I thought it was the second.
It might be the second.
It's the third.
Oh, wow. It keeps moving around.
All right.
There is something very dangerous in your home. It could be hiding in a closet or waiting in the basement. It is not sharp or toxic or flammable. Yet, it helps send more people to the trauma center than any other household item. Using a ladder might seem easy. Misusing one is even easier. Ask any of the 150,000 people who fell off their ladders into trauma center last year alone. Don't let a do-it-yourself project do yourself in. I don't understand that joke. For tips on ladder safety, visit orthoinfo.org/ladder safety. A public service message from the American Academy of Orthopedic Surgeons and your safety-minded friends here at WMFO in Medford Tufts Community Radio.
Excellent. Excellent work.
Thank you.
Nice.
Do you want to listen to your song now?
Yes, I love this song.
Do you have anything you want to say about it?
Yeah, my friend Jack showed it to me, and I can't stop listening to it. It just, like, makes me dance.
The suspense is killing me.
That's so awesome. You're gonna love it.
Yeah, I started it.
Good night.
Good night? We're gonna come back.
I'm aware. But good night is a spirit.
Sentimento, ela mexeu com meu coração, com meu sentimento. E quando ela fala baixinho, eu juro que eu não aguento. Quando ela fala baixinho, eu juro que eu não aguento.
Empurra, melhor completo. Oh,
já que tu pediu, tu toma. Desse jeito eu não aguento. Senta e faz um movimento, que mostra o seu talento. Senta e faz um movimento, que mostra o seu talento. Senta e faz um movimento, que mostra o seu talento.
Que a Fernanda mexeu com meu sentimento. A Letícia mexeu com meu sentimento. Ela senta, ela faz um movimento. Ela quica, ela mostra o teu talento. Ela senta, ela faz um movimento. Ela quica, ela mostra o teu talento. Ela senta, ela faz um movimento. Ela quica, ela mostra o teu talento.
Olha a delicinha passando, meu bumbum jogando. Olha a delicinha passando, meu bumbum jogando. Vai, bom 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 girando vai, bom 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 girando vai, bom 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 girando vai, bom 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 girando,
bom 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 no movimento, bom 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 no movimento, bom 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 no movimento.
Olha o movimento que ela tá fazendo.
Sentimento, ela mexeu com meu coração, com meu sentimento. E quando ela fala baixinho, eu juro que eu não aguento. Quando ela fala baixinho, eu juro que eu não aguento.
Empurra, melhor completo.
Oh, já que tu pediu, tu toma. desse jeito eu não aguento. Senta e faz um movimento, kick, mostra o seu talento. Senta e faz um movimento, kick, mostra o seu talento. Senta e faz um movimento, kick, mostra o seu talento.
Que a Fernanda mexeu com meu sentimento, a Letícia mexeu com meu sentimento. Ela senta, ela faz um movimento, ela kick, ela mostra o teu talento. Ela senta, ela faz um movimento, ela kick, ela mostra o teu talento. Ela senta, ela faz um movimento, ela kick, ela mostra o teu talento.
Olha a delicinha passando, meu bumbum jogando. Olha a delicinha passando, meu bumbum jogando. Vai, com bumbum girando. Vai, com bumbum girando. Vai, com bumbum, 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 bumbum girando. Vai, com bumbum girando. Vai,
bum 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 no movimento. Bum 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 no movimento. Bum 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 no movimento. Olha o movimento que ela tá
de la realidad, las cosas que me sorprendían hoy en día, ninguna me deslumbra de verdad. Los fantasmas que intento atrapar se me escabullen en los brazos. Tendría que aceptar mi realidad o pedirle a los astros que tengan piedad. Aquí estoy trabajando, no pierdo la dignidad, con este hambre voraz queriendo siempre más y más, creyendo que algún día iba a poder saciar, fantaseando que en algún momento de la vida me crecerían alas para poder volar. ¿Y a quién no le falta el aliento? En este aposento de frivolidades hay que estar atento, para no pasarse de ingenuidades. ¿Quién le dijo que él y yo éramos rivales? Más bien amantes, correteamos por los valles incesantes. Creímos ser como la encina y el roble, permanecer unidos nos haría inmortales. Y así viví un amor de eternidades. Y así viví nuestro amor de eternidades. No quisiera desaparecer antes de mojarme otra vez los pies en la luna. No quisiera desaparecer antes de mojarme otra vez los pies en la luna. Sabio, sabiendo que lo lograrías, sabía algo que no sabías. Vía a vía se te pasó el tranvía, otra vez estás luchando contra la deriva. Quisiera desenmascarar al enmascarado, aquel que de sucede a ver el mundo conquistado. Se ha colocado una careta y no protesta, patea a quien sea con tal de alcanzar su meta. Se me está haciendo difícil con usted interactuar, trastabilla su lengüeta cada vez que intenta hablar. ¿Quién le dijo que él y yo éramos rivales? Más bien amantes. Correteamos por los valles incesantes. Creímos ser como la encina y el roble, permanecer unidos nos haría inmortales. Y así viví un amor de eternidades. Y así viví nuestro amor de eternidades. No quisiera desaparecer antes de mojarme otra vez los pies en la luna. No quisiera desaparecer antes de mojarme otra vez los pies en la luna. No quisiera desaparecer antes de mojarme otra vez los pies en la luna. No quisiera desaparecer antes de mojarme otra vez
told you about living in the U.S. of A. Don't you know that I'm a gangster of love? Let me tell you people that I found a new way. And I'm tired of all this talk about love. And the same old story with a new set of words about the good and the bad and the poor. And the times keep on changing, so I'm keeping on top of every fat cat who walks through my door. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, 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 yeah. Rock, and I've been traveling through space since the moment I first realized what all you fast-talking cats would do if you could. You know I'm ready for the final surprise. There ain't no way around it, ain't nothing to say that's gonna satisfy my soul deep inside. All the prayers and surveyors keep the whole place uptight while it keeps on getting darker outside. I'm a space cowboy, bet you weren't ready for that. I'm a space cowboy, I'm sure you know where it's at. Yeah, yeah, yeah,
Can you guys tell the lovely listeners about what you guys are drawing real quick?
Oh, yeah. I was drawing a clock getting rained on by two clouds that were doing something together.
And a sexy clam.
now that clam was ugly. What about you, Alexi?
An MRI scan.
Oh, true. You have been really into those.
Wait, can I see it? Oh, whoa. Is that what they look like?
Isn't that crazy?
It's an MRI of a face. I've been into MRIs of faces lately, especially of animals, but this is a human, I think.
Yeah, they've been doing really cool, like cutouts.
I did a paper cut that was pretty fun. That was on the wall, so it no longer exists because it was in like a negative, basically. But I think I'd like to experiment more with it when I actually have time.
Yeah, that would be really cool.
Which I do not have time for right now because we are in grind time.
True.
But I'm thinking it's like a summer project or like a summer project is good because I like to do paper cut at home.
Mm-hmm.
I can't really oil paint at our house.
Why not?
Ventilation.
Toxic.
You need it's proper ventilation toxic, to get the toxic chemicals from oil paints. Like,
but the toxic chemicals smell awesome.
No, they do. They really do.
Sometimes I paint outside.
True.
It's kind of annoying to set up unless I'm doing something.
Wait, are they toxic?
Like, genuinely, yeah. You can't paint with them inside unless you, like... unless you... really like have good ventilation.
Oh
yeah. Are you guys ready for the experiment?
Yeah, so ready. Very excited.
All right, let's go. If it doesn't work, I'm just gonna put something else on.
Go.
Jesse Jim James, Jesse Jim Willicott. These some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me in my gangster ways and would have hung up the gun.
It didn't work. I think we need a slower or slash song with a better, like, with a different drum track. Well, that one already went to the next song. So what I was trying to do is get these next to each other, basically. Here, we'll give this another try. We're experimenting after all. I'm nervous, so I can't put this where it wants to go. Yeah, I know.
You did say something very
Oops. That's closer to what I wanted. But I wish the pitch on this went a little deeper. I might have to use CDs for this.
Some bad cats way out in the west. Those cats could have dug me and hung up the guns. Hung up the guns. A gangster of love. A gangster of love. I'm a gangster. I'm a gangster of love. Now look here. When I go into a bar, goes from near far, say I'm a gangster. A gangster of love. I jumped in my Waddell's Cadillac, I rode across to kiss them all. Some 55 girls, I kiss them all. Sometime on a freight, 25 to 30, and put them all on a freight. With $1 million reward. Show said it's your state. Tell me, yes, it's your name. I said, yes, the brother chef, not your wife on the back of my horse. I can't help it. On the back of my horse. I can't help it. I can't help it. I can't help it. Everybody
they wonder she's fine. Yeah, yes, yes. So I don't really know what to do now. That was the show.
Oh, wow. The hour's over.
The hour is over.
That's insane.
We have like 3 minutes left. So if the people who are next are here and want to come in now, you're welcome to come in. Otherwise, we're just going to keep listening to that one song over and over again, and I'm going to try to get it right.
Go for it.
Good night, gang.
Good night, everybody.
Guys. This has been Zen of the Skill to Catch a Vibe. I'm Charlie. You listened to 91.5 FM, WMFO Medford, Tufts Free Form Radio. If you liked what you heard, or even if you didn't, you should stick around and listen to the next hour. Even if it's automation, no one comes in, it'll still be better than whatever's on the rest of the stations.
And also, see you next week at the same time. 9 to 11 p.m. Same place.
We'll be here. We'll always be right here.
So.
Basketball week.
True, basketball week. So listen in. And, I don't know, maybe call in and talk about your
feelings
towards the NBA. Oh, I thought you were singing the NBA like
basketball is my favorite sport. I love the way they dribble up and down the court.
Did you mean that to rhyme?
Yeah, that's the song.
Oh, really? Oh, okay. I did not know.
How many victory royales have you gotten in your life?
Oh, many. We've gotten a lot as a household.
Really?
Like, maybe minus like me. Eight?
What do you mean,
or
eight?
Ten?
What? Like, ever?
As a house.
Oh, we've a lot more than that.
Then what, like 12, 13? Almost 20?
Way more than that,
yeah. Really? Okay, because we haven't been counting.
You guys have
on
either
the
had like
Royale.
Zero or
we've been playing for like.
No, you're right. I just you know what I'm basing it off.
4 months now, and we win like 7 or 8 games a week.
You know what I'm basing it off of? I'm basing it off of the list that we have on our kitchen eraser board.
Huh? Then you should be tallying that.
We have to tally more because we only have like 7 wins on there. So we should.
All right, bye guys. I'm gonna give this one last shot.
From near far, say I'm a gangster.